Wait, what do you tell the guys after a game like that?
You know, I thought our guys fought hard. We played really hard. But I don't think we sustained our defensive mentality and effort in the second half. You know, we did a really good job in the first half.
Trey Ford obviously was really good for them, but
as a team, they had 25 points, and they shot 31% from the field, right, 28 from three. And in the second half, right, I thought our sustained defensive intensity that was in the first half, it really dropped, and, you know, it allowed them to get going. They shot 60% from the field and 40% from three in the second half. And, you know, when you give a really good team not only that many points, but you also give a good team chances to set up their press, it makes it really tough for you. And I just thought, you know, overall, our lack of execution in the second half, at certain times we had just pockets where we turned the ball over, and that proved to be costly. But I told our guys, we got to stay in the fight. You know, our guys played really hard. We were tough physically. We had a couple stretches where we let fatigue get to us mentally. But the biggest thing is stay in the fight, because what we want to accomplish, our end goal is still there for the taking. And so we got to continue to have championship habits and have a championship mentality, you know, after having Sunday off, getting back at it on Monday and Tuesday for a really tough opponent that is more than capable, right, of beating us. But if we have the right mentality, we'll be just fine.
I thought Kyler Filipowicz was outstanding today, 18-9, hit his free throws for the most part. You got a really good bench effort, too, from Kamari Holmes and Jeremy Lorenz. It's kind of hard to ask much more, but are those things that you can build on moving forward?
100%. I mean, you know, it's really tough as a competitor, right? We all know if you got the right guys in the locker room, you're pissed, you're down, you're upset, and you should be. But, I mean, there's no question that obviously there's good things that you can take from this game. It's just tough when obviously the guys work hard as they do. And, you know, I thought it was there for the taking, and we just didn't make enough plays on either end of the floor. You give Samford credit for obviously taking advantage of that. But, you know, that's how the game goes. We got to stay with it. And, again, you know, we've proven we can beat any team home and a road, right, when we have the right mentality. We just got to stay with it and stay the course and keep working.
I was going to ask you about that, Coach. You know, you're coming in the last four games for the tournament, and you have proven that there's no team in this league that you can't beat. I think that's probably a message you guys send over these last 2 weeks, that just, hey, let's figure out a way to start peaking right now.
100%. And it's a long season, but, you know, we got four games left, 2 weeks left in the regular season. And, you know, every single one of those games are there for the taking if we take advantage of it and have the right mentality going into the game. And that's what this time of year is about. It's about the teams that are still trying to get better, not just resting on their laurels or not just complacent. Still staying with it, trying to get better, staying sharp, having positive energy and a great mentality and bringing joy every day, whether it's the weight room, practice, games. You know, we got to stay with it and have the right mentality, because we're more than capable of doing what we want to do at the end of the day.
Let's go be Road Warriors yet again and get one next Wednesday up in Lexington. We always appreciate your time, man, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thanks,
all
Coach.
Right.